All right, Tasha, I got one for you. Who's your favorite, me or Ashley?
Oh, some. I knew that was going to happen to me, too. I knew it. Ooh. I'm going to be... I'm not pleading the fifth. I'm going to let you know that now. I'm not pleading the fifth.
Okay.
So I'm going to answer this question, and someone's feelings will probably be hurt, but hopefully we're all mature enough to honestly...
It's Bish.
Yeah. So I will have to say... By the skin of the teeth. Money in the way for what they got to say. I throw it up, it's falling down, it's definitely in the way. More than three niggas, talking big flicks, on the phone off, and she still takes the money in the way for what they got to say. I throw it up, it's falling down, it's definitely in the way.
Coming to you live from the Up Top Pod, this is episode 15 of Uncensored with Mike and Tim. How you doing, Mike?
Doing great, man. Glad it's Friday.
Oh, dude, it's beautiful.
Look, Joe's gone, and I know he listens to the podcast, and I forgot to tell him this, but I think we can all agree, there's four of us in here, Joe needs to do something about some AC.
For real.
Gotta do. I'm sweating. I know our guest likes it hot, likes it warm, likes it warm. And speaking of that, we're going to shoot over to our guest, which is my aunt, my beautiful aunt, Tasha Jordan. How are you?
I am great. How are y'all?
That was a great intro, wasn't it?
That was a beautiful. Great intro. What do you know, Tasha? What do you normally call her?
Nene.
Okay, I was just wondering because that's what I heard earlier. I didn't hear Tasha, but
throughout the podcast, I'm going to call her Tasha, though.
Okay, I just want to know because it's a really cute name.
Okay, I get it.
I agree.
So speaking of that, when did I start calling you that? Do you remember?
You were. Probably three, maybe younger. You couldn't say Tasha, so it was always.
I couldn't talk
nay,
at
nay.
Three.
Nay, nay.
Dang,
no, I'm saying probably younger. Oh, my memory's horrible. You know that.
It's pretty bad. You can't say Tasha three.
But you hung out with me. You were like my son. I had you all the time.
Yeah, I know. It was. I miss my childhood sometimes. I do.
I miss you being little too, because I was young.
You grew into your head, which is good.
That is really good, awesome. Dude. Yeah. When I was in high school, when I weighed like 180, man, I had a huge ass head. It was not proportioned to my body at all.
You were a really unbalanced kid, I could tell. You always run head first. Go get her.
So yes, episode 15. It's going to be a good one. Last week we had a lot of views. Next week our guest is going to be amazing.
We had some views. What were they watching?
You said what? Views, listens. Should I say listen?
No, I do that to everybody.
I was about to say, man, you got to stop coming at people like that because you're going to do that to the wrong person.
What's going
to
happen? They're going to smack me over a podcast?
I mean, you don't work in Hopewell no more, do you?
Nah.
Okay. Nah. Never mind. but yes, so Tasha, what we like to do in the beginning of the podcast is kind of just to get to know the guest. Me and Tim know you. Well, I know you very well, obviously. Tim knows you.
I've known you for a while.
Semi-well.
Yep.
But tell us a little bit about yourself. Anything you want to share?
Well, I have two kids, two boys, married, been at the same job for 26 years.
Wow.
Retail.
It
sucks.
Gotta love it.
Yeah, I know.
It's a job. It pays well.
So what's the worst thing if you had to pick working in retail? What don't you like?
People.
Very simple. Very
seriously,
simple.
It's absolutely. People. You run into all different walks of life. And most people that walk in there think just because you work at Walmart, you're uneducated, that you don't make any money. And that's just not true at all. There are some people that work in that building that you would be really surprised at how much money they make and how intelligent
they are. Not putting your business out there, but for example, you're part-time and make more than me.
I do make very good money. I wouldn't have been there this long. Awesome.
Yeah, yeah, I was about to say, yeah, that's really cool.
But that was back when they used to, when they were, what they call it, merit raises?
Yeah, we got merit raises.
Those
and,
were always the best.
Then you could always go in there and be like, I'm quitting. And they'd be like, oh, no, here's $2 to stay. Please stay. Not like that anymore.
Yeah, it doesn't roll like that.
I was about to say, I'm about to go to Walmart right now.
Yeah, don't work like
Richard,
that anymore.
Hi, Tanya.
And you do get capped out, so... I haven't had a raise in about 6 years, but I'm still comfortable.
So how long do you want to work there or continue working? Now, if you leave Walmart, do you want to look for something else, or do you just want to officially retire?
No, I'm definitely too young to retire. I'm only 44. I can retire from Walmart once you give 20 years of service.
Wow.
I definitely want to leave Walmart only because of the direction that they're going into. Company's been really good to me. The world's going e-commerce. Everybody's got to shop online now. So yeah. I don't like that, and I don't like the way the company's going with that. So, yeah, I'm just kind of riding it out.
So I was talking to the people at work about this, and I think you told me about this. The Walmart down the street from where you work, don't they have a robot that stocks shelves?
They do have a robot. He don't actually stock shelves, but he does scan the aisles, let you know what you need to pick. We do have a machine now at our store, our location, that unloads the trucks.
What?
Yeah, you put the merchandise. Well, actually, a human is putting the merchandise on the belt, and the belt actually separates where it needs to go.
I remember having to go back there and work them trucks. Yeah, was no joke.
We've cut back probably half our staff back there by having the machine back there.
Wow.
When it's working.
Now, do you, you know, being in retail, do you like seeing this new technology and stuff? Do you feel like it's cutting back on jobs, or how do you feel about it?
Productivity-wise, I will say that it's good for a company. Hate to say it, but now people show up for work and they're just like, hey, I showed up. Where's my money? I deserve a check. They don't feel like that they have to physically earn that check. So as far as business go, I think it's the right move. However, it is taking jobs away.
Now, I know we get a lot of complaints at Kroger because we've installed in all of our stores more self-checkouts.
Oh,
and a lot of people don't like that. Now, most of the time, if I'm walking with my name, you know, you should migrate it to whatever store, you know, that your location is in. Like, you scan. I can never use an entire, like if I have a big shopping list or shopping basket, I'm not going to use scan.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I've already picked my groceries. I've already touched them once. I don't want to have to put them on the belt, put them in the bag. You know, I don't know. That part of customer service, I feel like that we're definitely going to a lot of self-checkouts as well. Our customers do not like it, and I personally do not like it.
I absolutely love it, but I never go to Walmart to, like, get more than five things.
Right.
So, like, I think that if you're under 50, you need to go to U-Scan and then leave the other people open for the older people who can't necessarily do all that.
You know, that's cutting back on jobs, too.
That and theft. I'm telling you right now, it's our number one theft.
Self-checkout.
Oh, man. The U-Scan, trust and believe me, for every one item that is rung up, five are taken.
That's insane.
It's insane.
But there's
awful.
Like a camera in your face.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't get into that. Yeah. But, okay. Yeah. Well,
there goes that.
All right, so you mentioned that you had two kids. Your Christopher was on the podcast 2 weeks ago. What did you think of that podcast? Did you learn anything, or were you?
I mean, there was a few things that shocked me. Of course, no one wants to hear their child talk about intimate things or things like that. You know, let's be real. We know it happens, but hey, that's just not a discussion that you have with your child, no matter what age.
Yeah.
I will say one thing at the end that did touch me was the him leaving his family.
I asked him that on purpose because that's the answer I wanted him to say.
And that's good.
See if he would give the mature answer, and he did. So
yes, I was very proud of him, and I pray every day that was a teaching experience for him. That
it really seems like it was. Like, he seems really adamant about, I messed up. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
Good. I hope so.
So we're going to go ahead and jump into episode 15, and we're going to go ahead. There's obviously a lot of talk on social media about this new Popeye's chicken sandwich. Now, I'm going to ask, has anybody in the room had that yet?
No.
Nope.
Yeah, me neither.
Almost got my hands on it today, and then Richard bounced out. He was in line for 30 minutes, and then he just decided it's not worth it.
What location is that?
I don't know. I'm assuming the one on Whole Street. It's okay.
I'm trying to think. I don't know of that many Popeyes around.
There's one on Fort Lee because a friend of mine posted today on Facebook that he went on there on the Fort Lee and they were out of chicken.
I believe it.
Yeah,
it's like insane.
There's been people. There's been people complaining about it a lot, of them running out of chicken. But I mean, what do you expect when you have
to meet that need?
Yeah,
they've never been that busy since they opened.
But, I know.
But then again, there's lines out to Route 10 at Chick-fil-A, and they don't run out of chicken. Just saying.
I agree. But Chick-fil-A, I have to say, got the best customer service ever.
They do. I saw a repost today of another Chick-fil-A customer up under somebody's car. I have no idea what he was doing. All the caption said was Chick-fil-A has the best customer service. So he was working on something.
He was probably doing a damn oil change. I wouldn't doubt it.
Probably.
It comes with a number 8 now.
But I thought it would be a good topic to jump into of where our favorite places, our top 3 favorite places to get a chicken sandwich from is. We'll start with you, Tim.
Okay. No particular order because it depends on the day.
That's fine.
But I definitely got Wendy's, number 8. Chicken, Asiago Club. All right, so we do have Carrie in the building, and she's shaking her head no. And I asked for number 8 the other day. She brought it home, and she's like, well, it's not a chicken Asiago sandwich anymore. Open the wrapper. It was a chicken Asiago sandwich. So I don't know what she's talking about.
Well, she's up now. 30 seconds ago, she was asleep.
That's true. That's true. But Wendy's, Chick-fil-A. And honestly, it's not even like that great of a chicken sandwich, but I really like it. And when I'm really hungry, the McChicken, man.
Oh,
from
wow.
McDonald's.
Yep.
Oh.
Okay. For me, my top 3 are going to be Chick-fil-A. I would say number 2 is the classic OG. I think probably the first time I ever had a chicken sandwich from a fast food restaurant was from Burger King. The long one.
The Tender Crisp.
Yeah, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the OG one. And then number 3 would probably have to be Wendy's Homestyle Chicken Sandwich.
Shout out to Wendy's.
Yeah. Those would be my top 3. And I don't know where Popeye's lies into that. I haven't tried it yet.
Right.
So.
I'm sure.
And I probably won't for months. Probably till next year.
Well, I'm not going to wait in line for it.
Neither am I.
I don't care.
Yeah.
So what about you, Tasha? What do you like?
Well, my number 1 would definitely be Chick-fil-A.
Shout out.
Yeah. They got some banging nuggets, too, but we're talking about sandwiches.
Tim's got a story to tell. I want him to tell real quick about that.
I told it a couple weeks ago, but Bish and I went there a few years ago. And
The
one in Chester. Yeah, right there on Route 10. I got a 12-piece or 12-count, as they call it.
Yeah.
And we go to sit down, and my box is completely full. There has to be at least like 30 nuggets in there. Like it got to the point where I was like, "Bish, you want some nuggets?" Because like I'm stuffed.
Wow.
But they completely stuffed it, and I don't know why.
They liked us. I think that's what it was.
It must have been.
But I thought that was a crazy story because like it was so many. Like it's hard to explain. But if you saw it, you would have been like, "What the?"
Yeah, like I couldn't eat them all. That's like you could eat 100 of those. It seemed like there was like
200. It was a lot.
It was like, Tim's smile. Yeah, that's
probably
what it was.
It was probably us BSing back and forth. They probably laughed.
probably that too. All right, so what are your other two?
Number 2 would be, which I'm sure y'all haven't heard of, but it's Woodlands Barbecue Barbecue mm-hmm. in Boone, North Carolina.
That's where you just came from, right?
Yes. And then the 3rd would be Indian Fields Tavern in Charles City.
Wow.
Cultured.
I'm about to say, yeah. I'll go with you everywhere, really, and you haven't taken me there yet?
Yeah, well, Trevor loves it, and he's been wanting to go. He took his brother, but they ended up not getting the chicken sandwich. They got a hamburger, so Indian, if y'all have never been, it's a good place to eat and beautiful scenery.
Very nice. I saw a couple pictures from your trip. It looked awesome.
Oh, I love me some mountains, baby.
I was about to say, so how about that? Let's take a time out to talk about your trip. What was your favorite? So where'd you go?
We went to Boone, North Carolina. And Blowing Rock, they're right side by side.
And that's what, about a 4-hour drive from here?
Well, with me, because I gotta pee so much, it's more like a 6-hour drive. But
wow.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
No lie, I gotta stop every 30 minutes. Well, because I drink a 12-pack a day or more.
Well, that's good for snacks. You can always pick up some more snacks on the way.
Yeah, true.
So what'd you do down there? Like, and what was your favorite thing?
We did do the Mile High Bridge. The swinging bridge.
Oh, nice.
Now, I'm scared of heights. Everyone knows that knows me. I'm petrified, but I've been trying to, like, face my fears. So I got up there. It was pretty scary, but a neat experience. Mountains give peace to my soul where other people, the beach does. Mountains is my peace. And I just love it. It's beautiful.
Well, I love the beach, but I don't know if I go to the beach for peace and quiet unless it's like, because every time, unless I'm going on a vacation, because other than that, we're just going to Virginia Beach for the day, and that's always so damn overpacked.
I agree there.
So you can't get any peace of mind there.
Some people say the ocean brings them peace. I was going to say,
well, you can just like, I feel like when you're at the beach, you can just like focus on the waves, and then you're pretty much alone.
Right. And I feel that way about the mountains.
Right.
It just brings that calmness and peace, and you ain't got to worry about everything that's going on in the world.
Yeah.
That's my retirement. When I hang my hat up, that's my goal, is to move to the mountains.
I'm just thinking about the mountains right now. I would love to be there.
We lost Bish for a second.
No, I'm just trying to think, because that's where I would really love to go on my next trip. I'm trying to figure out where to go in October. I have a vacation to use.
It's beautiful. You should do it. We did train rides through the mountains. That's gorgeous. Climbing the mountains, I love to hike. So,
yeah, Chris was sending me a bunch of like videos and stuff where like Forrest Gump and Dale Earnhardt was and all that other stuff. That
was a lot
of
neat stuff. It really, truly is.
That's pretty cool. All right, so let's go ahead and jump into our next topic, and it's going to be our next top three whatever. And that's going to be our top three favorite 80s movies. Now, when I first came up with this topic, I thought it would be pretty simple. But when I started to go through the list of all the different 80s movies that they had, it became super difficult.
Yeah, I didn't realize how many movies weren't in the 90s that I thought were actually in the 80s.
All right, so we're going to kick it off with the guest. What are your favorite three?
Okay, so maybe y'all have never heard of this. Y'all are young. But y'all have had to hear of this. Flashdance?
Yeah.
All right.
No.
You haven't heard of that?
Flashdance?
Get out of here. Tim hasn't either.
I definitely have. I actually just saw it when I was looking up the topics. Just to, you know, double check if my three were what I wanted. I wasn't picking them out for the first time.
It's about a lady that worked in the mill, and she was a dancer at night.
I'm not saying that I've seen it.
Oh, you've just heard of it. Okay. Yeah, that's a big difference there.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a wonderful. You got to see it.
Okay, I'll watch it. No, I'll watch it.
So that's one of my favorites. Footloose? Come on, y'all have heard of Footloose.
Footloose is good.
Everybody's heard of Footloose.
Footloose is good. That's a good one.
16 Candles would come in third.
Okay.
I'm shocked.
You like 16 Candles?
It's a good movie, but I'm just shocked it came in third over a different movie.
Well, I'm a dancer. I like to watch the dance and stuff, so yeah. But 16 Candles, I probably watched 100 times growing up. Yeah.
I saw 16 Candles actually for the first time probably last year.
Yeah.
So
it seems
good,
familiar, but I don't remember anything about it.
So I'll go ahead and go with my three that I picked. Number three for me was Die Hard with Bruce Willis.
Of course.
It's one of my favorite movies ever. I think that was in 87, so it barely qualifies. But number two, Nightmare on Elm Street. I love horror movies. And number one, Back to the Future.
Okay.
Came out in 85.
None of those surprised me.
They shouldn't.
If I saw the list with those on it, I would pick those. For you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mine's a little bit different. No particular order. Scarface.
Boys in the Hood.
Little Racist. No. Top Gun.
That's a good one.
Didn't see that coming, did you?
I didn't.
And then I'm going to have to go with Die Hard.
Die Hard?
Yeah. Honestly, I forgot my third one.
All right, so
you picked Die Hard too, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But I do love Die Hard, especially the first one.
I was looking at, and I sent both of y'all the links for, they sent like the top 101 80s movies, but I just wanted to go through some of these to just let everybody know, because they probably don't know, like I didn't know, all these great 80s movies that were made.
Well, yeah, because some of them were made in the 80s but didn't get popular until
the
90s. Yeah.
So, just scrolling through this, E.T.
Yeah.
That was in the 80s. And this is the one that I was shocked, because I like this movie better than 16 Candles. And that's the Breakfast Club.
Oh yeah, oh, yeah. That was a good one too.
Yeah. But it was the same, and you probably know 16 Candles or heard of it because they're both John Hughes movies, and the redhead girl who is in The Breakfast Club plays in 16 yes. Candles. That's probably where you heard about it.
Yeah, no, definitely. That's exactly where I heard of it.
The Goonies.
Okay, great movie. The original Little Mermaid.
Really?
Probably would have been on my list if I saw it earlier.
I mean, just looking at different ones. The Terminator is in there.
Stand By Me.
Stand By Me was good.
It was great.
Did these bring back a lot of memories for you?
Yeah. Every movie that y'all are talking about, I remember.
Scarface, Uncle Buck. Top Gun. You said Top Gun. You said Footloose.
Yeah. Airplane's definitely a huge movie.
What's it? What is it?
Airplanes?
Airplane.
Airplane. I don't know if I recall that one.
I don't know what that one is. Okay. RoboCop, Full Metal Jacket, Coming to America, Lethal Weapon was in 87.
The Empire Strikes Back, which I don't care about, but it was a huge movie.
Bobby would care about that.
Yeah.
Friday the 13th.
I like that one.
A Christmas Story. Y'all like The Christmas Story?
Yes.
Yeah.
Coming to America.
I saw that. Beverly Hills Cop. The Shining.
Batman.
Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
I'm not sure which Batman that is.
Pee-wee's Big Adventures was in the 80s?
Yeah, 85.
Okay.
Gremlins.
Yep. That's a good one. Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Both of the Ghostbusters.
Beetlejuice.
Mr. Mom.
I really like this all day. I really like this one, though. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Okay. Has anybody seen that?
I have not, but when I did scroll through your list, I was like, it looked familiar, but I don't remember seeing that. Did you? Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The Lost Boys. I love The Lost Boys. Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Spaceballs.
I mean, like Tim said, we could literally do this all day.
But Michael, you're a movie junkie anyway.
I am definitely a movie junkie. That is like, I'm a movie and TV junkie. That's like my nerd comes
out.
Well,
I'm a TV junkie. I like murder shows. Like, I'm all about cops and murdering.
That's homie Tim. Right there.
Yeah,
that's
honey.
All I watch. It. She's sick of it. The First 48. Detective Kenda.
I remember I used to always come over to Tasha's house, and every time it was on the TV, First 48. Yep. She was watching reruns of the First 48.
I'm currently going through the whole season right now on Hulu.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I watch it 100 times. I'm so mad.
You're doing what?
The
say that again?
Going through the series?
Oh, of First 48?
Yeah.
Oh,
I thought you were about to play me. I was like, I really didn't hear
what you said.
No, all right. So I have a huge problem with this list because I'm also going to change my number 3.
Go ahead. It's open, baby. Change it.
The Outsiders is not on that list. Of the top 101 movies, The Outsiders?
Oh, The Outsiders.
You double checked
it was
an 80.
Well, on
right?
the
83.
Oh, wow.
Well, on the 101 list, Back to the Future isn't on there.
Yeah, whoever made that's kind of tripping. There's a lot of movies they could have taken out.
Yeah.
Agreed.
But I wasn't around in the 80s, so.
No. I'm actually going to.
I was. When were you born, Mike?
93. Not in the 80s. You thought I was born in the 80s?
Oh, my God. I am getting old. Really, Michael?
93? You were 93, too, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, yeah, that would be right, because I graduated in 92. Yeah.
Yeah.
Your mama was in senior.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, it was, but I like 80, everything 80s. Like, that's what I'm, like, noticing now is, like, I should have been born in the 70s and lived in the 80s.
You probably
everything
want to go
comes
back to the
back,
60s.
Though. You know that, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
you said what?
Everything comes back eventually.
I know. I mean, and all this 80s stuff has come back because of my favorite show, Stranger Things.
Which I have yet to watch. My son is addicted, thanks to Michael.
Yes, both of them.
Yeah, Bish,
turn your cell phone down.
That's yours. That is an Android phone. We don't really accept Android phones in this area, but whatever. I'm pretty sure everybody in this room has an iPhone except for Tim.
Yeah, well, sheep.
All right.
So, anyways.
Anyway, moving along.
So, I thought this was interesting. So, have y'all ever been on a vacation that you didn't enjoy or a vacation that you kind of thought was overrated or a place that you thought was hype? You don't have to name three, but anywhere that you've been that you were like, this really isn't all that.
Yep.
You can answer for me.
Tim's going to say Philly.
Oh, Philly was on my top three. I'm not going to lie.
What, of overrated?
Oh, yeah.
Thank yo.
Yes. Bahamas number one. Philly really? Was Hold number on, really? Two.
All right, so really? let's talk about this because first off, I'm pissed at both of y'all for putting Philly on
there. Sorry, but.
But we didn't really do anything, though. I mean, we got there.
I think you took me to the heroin spot.
Oh, that's just because I wanted to show you where they film Creed. I can't help where they film.
Well, no, but I mean, once I was there, I'm like, OMG, what? Yeah.
I took you to West Philly. I mean, or not West Philly.
You took me.
I took you somewhere, but that's where they filmed Rocky and Creed. Now, granted, Rocky was back in the 70s, so it's a little different now.
You took me to the worst fucking cheesesteak place.
I did. I'm not gonna lie.
I have to agree. He's talking about this banging cheesesteak, so, you know, I'm just waiting to get this cheesesteak, man. My mouth is
wet as hell and
nasty as shit.
They had pictures of Will Smith on the wall and shit. I'm like, yo, this has to be good.
Right. No, well, no, hold on. No. I took you to Tony Luke's because that was on Man vs. Food.
That's where I went. You took me.
No, I took you to Pat's.
Oh.
The best place is D'Alessandro's.
So what are you? How are you doing a disservice?
Because one, Tasha, when me and you went, it was like 2 a.m.
True.
So the closest thing was Pat's, and I didn't think Pat's was like horrible. I like Pat's.
We've been to Philly like 3 times,
and then Tony Luke's is kind of dry. We haven't gotten we didn't even get a cheesesteak the last time.
And
we
then
went.
Michael didn't even tell me I had to order a certain way.
Oh yeah, you got to order a certain way.
Well, I'm not. We didn't get one last time because I'm not getting another cheesesteak.
Well, I would tell you, you would love D'Alessandro's.
You did take me to that place that was delicious where you got crab legs and all that food.
I think we went there. It's Chickies and Pete's where they had the crab.
Now, oh, like so
that.
Good.
I have to agree. That was good.
Yeah, so see, I'm not taking y'all to all trash places.
Yeah, but this is their staple.
Right.
I know.
Exactly. That is what they're known for.
And Cody said the same thing. I took Cody to Tony Luke's. So I did fail all y'all. But my favorite place is just it's like a 25-minute drive.
I gotta give Tony Luke's a little bit of credit because I didn't eat my sub right away. Granted, I don't think it would have made it any better, but I didn't eat it right away.
My uncle Chris didn't like Tony Luke's either.
Well, that's because he's a smart man. He has a good palate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bobby loved Pat's where I took you.
Really?
Oh man.
Oh, it was probably flavorless then.
Huh?
Was he sober?
Probably not. But it was probably flavorless, and Bobby eats like
Bobby wasn't
no mustard, no ketchup. Just
that is true. Bobby gets absolutely nothing on there. So when he said Cheese Whiz, I was like, "Are you sure you want to do that?"
You know what that is, right, Big Dog?
Yeah.
But that's probably something he eats because he eats like a 4-year-old.
Well, I'm just saying he gets all his sandwiches with no condiments, and we'll go to McDonald's.
That's what I'm saying.
When we used to go to McDonald's, it was always a chicken and cheese McChicken plain.
Yeah.
Wow. Which is super dry.
Yes. I was so surprised. Sorry. The other night we went to CeCe's. Long story. I sent you an invite. Long story. He's eating barbecue pizza from CeCe's, but he wants everything else plain. And I'm like, you've got to.
He's really weird.
Yeah, that's your boy. He did get a car today. Shout out to Bobby for getting another Crown Vic. It's pretty cool.
Oh, you got another Crown Vic?
Yeah, older
model. Congrats, Bobby.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
He's not here, though, so.
Well, he's been fired. That's why he's not here.
That is true.
So we're pretty good on that.
You were fired, Bobby.
He has been trashed. All right, so let's get off Philly. I want to know why you thought the Bahamas was overrated. That's a good one. I really want to know why you thought
so
that was
everybody hypes this place up. I mean, they really, really do. I'm all excited, and I can't wait to go. It's nothing more than they do have a pretty beach area. Other than that, there is nothing there for me. Like, I took a tour. We did do a tour. So we got to see the good part of it and the bad part. There's a lot of bad part in Bahama, too.
Yeah.
But Florida is just as pretty to me.
I believe
Less
it.
Less money.
Well, when I went to Florida with you, the water...
Now, I am going back to the Bahamas, don't get me wrong. But I'll probably stay on the ship. It's not that... Seriously, to me, it was not what it was made out to be.
Yeah.
And maybe I hyped it up just because everybody was telling me how good it is and I had set the expectation bar so high.
I'm surprised you wouldn't check Hawaii out.
I do. Now, that is on my bucket list. I do want to go to Hawaii.
I don't know how different that is from the Bahamas, but, I mean, I don't know.
Well, I just want to go and get a lay. Yeah. And not that kind, you know.
Well, being off of work, I mean, I pretty much go anywhere. I go stand in a closet for a few hours just to not be at work. So
right?
I'm pretty easy to please when it goes to vacations.
What about you? Most overrated place you've been?
Top three, Philly. Now, actually, though, that one time we went to Philly, we went to the baseball game. That was a great time. That is also when we went to Tony Luke's. But when we went to the baseball game, that was pretty fun.
You're going into it. I don't know. When you're going into, like, a city, I mean, I don't know what you're really expecting.
Yeah, because Atlanta, I feel the same way about Atlanta. I mean, Atlanta was city like Philly.
Yeah, I loved Atlanta because I did different stuff when I went there.
Yeah.
We went to the game where the Braves smoked the Phillies 1-12.
Something like that.
We left.
But it was fun.
Before it was over.
God, I got sunburned, though. It was fun, though. I mean, that was a fun trip.
We went Philly, for a hockey game, right?
Yeah, we went for a hockey game.
It was fun at the mall. Their mall, which was like Cloverleaf. But
Which one did that take you to?
I don't remember. It was Clover pretty Leaf. Dead, though.
That was many years ago.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like how Cloverleaf is right now. Non-existent. There's nobody there.
One thing that I'm mad at myself that me and Christopher didn't do was go to the Mall of America when we were in Atlanta.
Yeah, y'all should have done that.
I forgot all about that.
Too many Stranger Things places.
We had time.
Well, when we went, you went with us a couple years ago when we went to Florida and then hit Atlanta.
Yeah.
What movie were they filming then? Because we saw the movie.
Oh, there were the Avengers Before Endgame. Yeah. I forgot the name.
Infinity Wars.
Wars. That's it.
I didn't really like L.A. too much, and I know you love L.A.
Feel like you don't like L.A. because you're from the West Coast.
Yeah, but I'm nowhere from.
Like that's just like
nowhere near.
Well, that's like me going to Fredericksburg or something like that. I'm
not
like,
even close.
Yeah, it is.
No, because Fredericksburg.
It's all in the same state. Like
you're comparing Fredericksburg to L.A.
Richmond to Roanoke. I'm not gonna like Roanoke.
I probably would have liked Roanoke better than L.A. No.
Roanoke is mountains and it's peaceful. I love it.
I'm just glad that I got to go there, but. I didn't really like it that much.
Did you go to L.A. with him?
No, Shaq. Get an invite, Shaq with me.
Actually.
Oh, that's right. Shaq.
It's crazy.
But, Michael, you do like L.A., right?
Oh, man, does
he? I mean, let me ask you a question. Y'all both have been. Is it – that's a place that I would think would be hyped up and really not meet my expectations. So
– I don't – you would like L.A. a lot better than Philly.
Okay.
And the only reason I say that is because there's just so much to do. So – like, let's just say, like, downtown Los Angeles is Richmond. Colonial Heights is Venice Beach. And Hopewell is Malibu. And
Venice Beach was awesome.
I mean,
oh, okay. So, I got you.
It's just a nicer areas. And I will say this. Downtown, there is a lot of homeless people.
I feel like that's every city.
I mean, yeah, that's true. But, like... that was down in the downtown area, like on the outskirts. We didn't see it. We didn't really see any at all.
Because you're not going to make any money out there.
That's true.
Right,
And I just felt like compared to going to like Philly, or if you take a trip out there, you can see all those sites and whatever, and then you can go check out, you know, movie locations, or you can go check out Universal Studios or something like that. It's just more to do in L.A. So I think as a trip, you would like L.A.
I went to Venice Beach and they were filming it wasn't a Bowflex, but it was something else, a commercial. And like, I didn't know that they did it like that for real. And it's literally, they just put the machine out on the beach and random people come up and like test it out and say how they like it.
Well, on Venice Beach, they have Muscle Beach.
Yeah,
so they have, it's a gym outside where people just go and work out. I was going to say something else. I forgot. I went and hiked the Hollywood sign, though, me and Shaq did.
Oh, did you?
I'm out of shape like crazy. it was no joke. Like, it was horrible.
Did y'all go to Madame Tussauds?
I don't know what that is.
The Wax Museum?
No, we didn't.
That's pretty cool. It's on the Walk of Fame.
Oh, we know, but we saw that because we went to the Walk of Fame.
Yeah, they got a whole bunch of bootleg, like, spider. It's like a, it's literally a West Coast New York City.
I like New York City. I think it's a little overhyped. Just a little bit.
I don't know that. I don't like a lot of people. I've always wanted to go to New York City just to visit.
Oh, I forgot you haven't been.
No, that's insane.
I will.
But I don't like a lot of people in there, and I can see on their sidewalks how clustered it is.
Yeah.
I would probably have.
Now,
an anxiety attack.
And then I got to take that back because I loved when I went to New York, especially when I went during Christmas time.
Yeah, but aren't you the one who told me, be careful, Nene, when you go, or maybe it was Ashley, be careful when you go because they'll put stuff on your wrist and chase you down, and I'll be done shot somebody.
So me, my mom, Ivan, and Ashley, we were walking to a pizza place in Times Square, and somebody came up to Ivan and put like a bracelet they made on his wrist and tried to make him pay for it.
See, who does that?
It was the weirdest shit ever. I don't know.
Didn't you get pictures? Someone got pictures taken with characters, and they were give me $20 or, you know.
That happened to me. I took a picture with Little Red Riding Hood. It's still on my Facebook to this day. And I went to walk away. She's like, no, $5. And I was
exactly. That's exactly what they did to me.
I would have known that.
But I will tell you this. Like I said, it's amazing during Christmas time.
That's when I want to go.
It is packed, I will tell you that. But it is super nice. It really is nice. I think it's worth it. And then the 9/11 memorial was awesome.
Amazing.
I wanted to see that too. Yeah.
And if you can do the museum, man, it's $25 a person to do the museum, but we were in there probably for 3.5 hours. So it's really worth it.
Tell me where you stay that's not $500 a night.
Oh, well, not all of us are lucky like him. So they went right after Christmas for New Year's.
We went the 26th and stayed there till the 2nd. We stayed dead center
Times Square for free.
For free.
And
Who do you know, honey?
$500 to $600 a night.
Yeah, I know. Every time I go look, I'm like, I just cannot bring myself to spend that much money on a hotel room.
So the first time I went, I was with my mom, so they paid for the hotel. And then when I went for Christmas, I was with an ex, but we did Airbnb. Now, that's something I really want you to get into.
I do want to try it. Michael has told me about it, and I really do want to try the Airbnb. I'm a hotel freak. Like, I'm a bed bug freak. I don't like sleeping on sheets that don't belong to me. Yeah. I am, like, really bad.
Yeah, I just like Airbnb because it's just super cheap compared to a hotel. Like if I want to go to Philly for a weekend for a game, like, I can have an entire apartment to myself. That's 5 stars with over like 100, you know, reviews for like $44 a night. And then a hotel is like $123.
Or more. We went to the mountains for 2 nights. It was $300.
Remember, where did y'all wanted to go to Atlantic City, right?
Yes.
It was $450 a night.
No, it was Maryland. Ocean City, Maryland.
Ocean City was
$400 a night.
So that was the cheapest hotel. To the mountains. Michael helped us look. I'm like, nope, I'm not spending that much money. I'm sorry.
A night?
Somebody better come rub my feet at night, rub my back. For $400 or some, I better get
toasted. You better bring the whole Ocean City experience to me. You need to change the games out. And
it was like $376 for a 2-star hotel.
Yeah, no lie. I was like, nope, we ain't going
there.
I don't know
if something was going on that weekend or what, but I mean, it was out of this world.
I did pay $350 for a 1 night in Virginia Beach.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's driving distance.
I bought it the night before, though. That was the problem.
Okay. Because, like, I'm going to be honest, there's times I want to, like, let's go spend the night at the beach. Well, we're only, what, 1.5 hours from the beach? So I just cannot bring myself to spend $200 when I can drive home 1.5 hours.
Yeah.
Well, back in the day we did that, but we stayed at ghetto-ass motels where you can get it for, like, $60 or $70 a night.
Yeah.
But it's going to be kind of gross.
Yeah. When I was young, I didn't care. I'm motel hopped. Not like that, but I'm saying we didn't care. You know what I mean? I don't know. Now I'm just so – people are nasty.
Yeah, but I would definitely recommend for anybody traveling to definitely check out Airbnbs. I mean, because when you can get an entire house to yourself, I think we looked in Nashville, Tennessee, you can get an entire 6-bedroom house to yourself. It was like $83 a night.
Yeah, Michael showed me some really nice
places. That's what we booked initially, and then we found out that we could stay in Times Square, and I was like, well.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I definitely would have done Times
Square. Yeah.
No, I will say this. If I can get a hotel room at a price that cheap or free, I'm going to do that because it comes with free breakfast most of the time.
I love hotels. I don't know what so it, do I want to live I'm with in a
you.
Hotel. So
do
I.
Do you really?
I love hotels. I don't know why.
Now, I will say I will only stay in 2 hotels, and that is either Marriott or Holiday Inn Express.
Oh, well, that's why it's so expensive. There you
they're
go.
My only 2.
I love Marriott, so they're really nice.
They are really nice. You do pay for what you get.
All right, so let's jump into One's Gotta Go, and I thought this would be good. Social media. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, or Snapchat? I'll go first. For me, it would be Facebook.
What?
Really?
Yeah, and I know I'm on Facebook, and I post a lot on Facebook, but I just feel like no matter what topic, politics,
Yeah, me and you definitely don't get
along. Sports.
Well, y'all
do you know how many times me and Michael have, well, more so me, have deleted Michael over politics? Like, me and him are definitely.
I see some of y'all stuff sometimes, and I'm like, are y'all good? Like, are y'all still, like, y'all are,
people have inboxed talking? Me and been like, hey, man, are you and Michael okay? And I'm like, yep, that's just how we are. But yeah, we know that's not a subject. We have come to agree over the years that that is just not a subject that Please we can talk don't. About.
So, I'm just saying, like, I just feel like everything, at least for some reason, everything is just turns into some type of debate. Or I see even on your Facebook page, you post something about something you may cook or something like that, and somebody debates you on something stupid. I mean,
absolutely, you know, I agree with
you. I mean, it's the dumbest things. Like, I could post, like, the sky is red or blue, and somebody be like, yeah, no, it's not. Like, it just turns into an argument or a debate or
something.
Well, you
do post a whole lot of opinionated stuff, and I see that you do have, like, a group, a gang that waits for you to post, and then they attack it.
I do, but even if I don't say anything, and, like, I just repost maybe something about the Cowboys or something.
Well, everybody knows you hate the Cowboys, so you're automatically a target.
But I'm just saying, I don't say anything. I just repost something and come back to 43 comments.
Yeah, well, it'll be nothing positive about the Cowboys.
I'm telling you, it's just so stressful.
I do agree. I have to agree, because there are times that I will, like, if I like a lyric of a song and I post it because I like it, then my inbox be blowing up. What's going on?
Something
you
wrong?
And Chris Hyde? Are you in such and such target? I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, really? I personally would never inbox someone and ask them something like that. Scroll along. Move on. I mean, it's...
My goodness.
Yeah.
Real quick, I want to put this out there. I think that we should go back to, like, 20 years ago where people didn't tell you who they voted for and they didn't talk about their beliefs in politics.
Some people do that still.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, some people are dead set. They're not telling you. It's their personal...
But within, like, the past 10 years, it's completely flip-flop where... That might be one of the first things you talk about when you meet somebody, and I think that's insane.
Yeah.
I agree. It is a hot topic. No, and it can cause a lot
of
confrontation.
You have your voice to talk about it when you vote. Do it then, and then talk to your family about it. Well, maybe don't talk to your family about it, me and y'all, but like, I don't think that it should be a conversation.
Yeah.
I agree. It causes a lot. It does.
I mean...
You're not going to get anywhere with it. You're not going to convert somebody.
I feel like you
got to
talk
about it.
Now that I agree.
I feel like you got to talk to it. Talk to some people about it. I mean, because I mean, you don't you want to talk to your significant other about that?
Yeah, but I
mean, because could you be with somebody?
I'm sure it happens, but like I'm like 68% sure that a Democrat and like a way left Democrat and a way right Republican probably don't get married.
I have to agree with that because, I can't see. I mean,
that conversation
would
lead to so many fights because...
Absolutely.
And it's not even that serious as far as, like, if you're in a relationship, it shouldn't be that serious, but I can see it leading to, like, divorce and shit. Like,
honestly, if Chris wasn't on my side, I could see big arguments,
all the time.
But Chris is on my side when it comes to politics.
We were talking about this earlier. We got into a little bit of a debate earlier at work.
Richard?
Yeah, shout out to Richard. Tatum was there, Richard's son, Mike, and Josh. Shout out to them. I told him I'd say something about him.
So this podcast is rolling along pretty good. We're at 42 minutes.
Yes, sir.
So what do y'all got? What are y'all's? What social media are y'all getting rid of?
I'll get rid of Twitter for sure.
I can't just because that's how I get all my updates on literally everything.
Yeah, I said it to Trevor and he about like, are you kidding me, Mom? Twitter? No, that's the best one.
Yeah, I don't
I just
Twitter.
Do it.
I don't do
that's where I get all my news for sports. Like, that's where I get all my news from.
When Twitter started advertising every fourth tweet, that's when I left Twitter.
And I don't want to get into politics, and I'm not.
Okay.
Oh,
I promise,
shit.
But I do want to say this.
Oh, hell.
Now, some people may say Donald Trump tweets crazy stuff. And, that, you know, that's fine, but I don't like people who say that, like, he shouldn't be tweeting. I just think I think that's a good way to connect with people immediately. You know what I mean? That's just me personally.
I think people have a problem with that because he doesn't have a filter.
I just think it's a good way for, you know, for anybody to connect with people immediately, like, you know, stars or anybody. I mean, it's just an instant.
Yeah.
Instant update.
Yep.
So what are you getting rid of?
Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm not even logged into Twitter right
now. I was
about
to say, do you even have one?
Yeah. Like
back
I said,
in the day.
When they started putting advertisements on there everywhere.
My favorite social media is Instagram, though. I love looking at pictures and seeing what people do and where they go. And
that's true. Sometimes, though, I will say, like, Facebook sometimes can be very depressing and stressful. I have to agree. Because some people put the highlights of their life. You know what I'm saying? So they live this, you know, and you're sitting back
Instagram
working,
to the fullest.
Yes. And you sit back and working, and you're like, man, I wish I could do all that. You know, in reality, they ain't either, honey. You know?
Yo, shout out to Carson the Golden. He posts the craziest shit. He's adorable.
Right? Dude, he's crazy. Yeah. I told him he needs to lay off. He's laid off the past couple weeks. I told him he needs to stop.
Yeah, he's really slacking on the posts.
Super cute, though.
Cool guy.
All right, so let's go ahead and jump into our last couple topics before we get into Plead the Fifth. And this, I thought this was a good one that Tasha came up with. And we're going to shoot it over to you first. How do you handle criticism? What is your way of handling any type of criticism?
Okay, well, I'll be the first one to admit I don't handle it very well. I don't think anyone likes to be criticized. The first thing I do is I become defensive. I'm like, put them walls up and start it up. But I do later on, no matter what you say to me, it might piss me off at that moment, trust me. But I do think about it, and I try to be rational with myself about it. And I would say probably 8 out of 10 times, I'm the one that's wrong, and I can see. Yeah, I know it's hard for me to admit that.
No, no, no. I really think that's a good thing to admit, though. A lot of people really wouldn't do that or don't.
Nope. Yeah, so I'm the type of person, like, when I get my evaluation at work, not going to lie, half of the time it's just a joke because everything exceeds. Well, no one's perfect. I want someone to tell me, hey, you could do better at this. Let's work at this. Give me some goals. Push me to the next level.
My evaluation at work is the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, push me to every the next year. Level. It's
I'll talk
ridiculous.
To y'all's management.
Thank you, Tim. Appreciate
yeah, do that.
That.
Do that. And I think a lot of it has to do with I don't get a raise, so they don't put a lot of time into it anyway, but it's not the point. I need that to make me a better person. And I think the older we get, the better we can handle criticism. Because I definitely know when I was y'all's age, honey, you didn't step up to me and talk because I give it right back. But now I do take the time and reflect. And a lot of times it is me.
Okay.
But I don't think it's easy for anyone.
It's not easy for me. I mean, I'm very defensive, too. I'm just like you. I don't handle it very well. And that's really all I got to say. I mean, I'm working to handle it a lot better. I will say this, though. When it comes to work, I do take constructive criticism really well. Because I know I'm not the best at my job and the best at what I do. I'm not a subject matter expert at what we do at work. So I do take, when it comes to work, I'm pretty good at handling criticism when it comes to my job.
See, me on the opposite side, and I know this is going to sound braggy-fied, but I'm just going to put it out there. They make me feel like this anyway. But that's the hardest part for criticism for me is at my job because they depend so much on me.
That's true.
And they make me feel like if I ain't in the building, it ain't getting done. You know, I mean,
that's awesome.
So then when you turn around and you criticize me, I'm like, you don't even know how to do it. So how you criticizing me on it? That's my first thing, you know. But I know that they're going by a guideline, whatever, whatever. So it takes me a minute to be like, calm down, Tasha. Take the criticism and move along. But
yeah,
it is hard.
I'm like Tasha, but at my job, they criticize me. First thing that comes out of my mouth every time, motherfucker. And that's how I respond. And then I tell them why this took me so long and blah, blah, blah. And there's rusty bolts that I had to heat up with a torch and da, da, da. I don't take criticism very well, but I do listen to it. And if I can use it, if I think that it makes sense, which really isn't how criticism works. But anyways, if I think that it makes sense, then I'll change it. But if I think that you're just being an asshole, I'm just going to be mad at you for a little while. And then I don't take criticism well.
Like on all aspects of life?
Pretty much.
At least you're honest about
it. I don't think that I'm perfect or anything, but I'm like, I don't know. When I get criticized, I want to like tell you about yourself.
Yeah,
I think you're right. And then when you have kids, this is the worst because you're getting ready to have a child.
Yeah,
well, she is, but you know, y'all,
we're having it together.
You're having it together. Yeah. When someone tells you what you should do with your child, and you look at their life and you're like, What the hell? I know what you raised,
isn't
honey.
Is your daughter a crackhead?
Yeah, exactly. And you want to give me advice? And most of the time it's family. And you're like, yeah. Honey, you are in no shape, way, or form to be giving me advice. So, yeah, that part I do have a problem with. Yeah. You know, clean your front porch off before you try to come sweeping on mine.
Oh, yeah, that's my thing. I'll instantly throw it right back in your... Like, what you say about me, I'll find a way that it fits you.
Yeah.
Which is, like, once again, not how criticism works. But I'll be like, well, you did the same thing last week. Do you want to explain yourself about that? Okay, so this conversation's over? All right, we're good.
All right, so this is our last topic before we get into Plead the Fifth. And this has actually been on the lineup for the past couple of weeks.
I wouldn't know because no one sends topics to me.
I know. Well, you don't read them, so we haven't gotten to this the past couple of weeks, and honestly, I have no idea who sent this topic. Even if they sent it this week, I would have forgot. So, whoever it is, we're finally getting to it. So, I'll start off with Tim. Thoughts on being friends with an ex? Like, how do you feel about the whole situation? Can you be friends with them? Should you be friends with them? And are you friends with any of your exes?
No, not friends with any of my exes. Can you be friends with them? Sure you can. That's pretty much all I got to say about it.
That's all you got to say. You act like somebody's in the room.
No, you can be friends with their exes. I mean, why not?
I mean, are you though? I don't know.
Well, I mean, I don't have any bad relationships with any of my exes. Like,
but are you friends with them, I guess I should say?
I don't conversate with any of them, no.
So that would be a no for you.
But you can be. Like, there's no hard feelings there. It's just, I don't.
It's pretty simple. I know you got a lot to say because we talked about this the other day, Tasha.
Yeah.
How do you feel about it?
I don't think that you can be. I mean, I don't. I guess it would depend on your relationship with that person. I mean, if you were with somebody for a few years, if you were intimate with that person, you had some feelings for that person if you were intimate, no doubt. I just think that it may draw feelings back up or, you know, give that temptation again. I don't think, especially if you're in a relationship with someone now that you truly love.
That's true.
I don't think it's worth it. Now, being social media friends and just like something like that, I don't see. Now, if you're inboxing, you hitting up the DM and all that stuff, we got a problem. But I think that's where the temptation lies. So if you are even tempted, don't. It's not recommended.
So, Bish.
What? Yeah, Bish.
Are you friends with any of your
exes? I am friends with a few amount on social media.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask. Like, what do we say or what do we mean by when we say friends?
Well, you don't. You can be friends with somebody, you don't talk to them every day. You could be friends with somebody you haven't talked to them in years.
Exactly. That's
so, yeah, I would say yes. I don't have any hard feelings towards any of my exes except for one. I think.
Oh, that's fine. This will be good for hot seat, but continue.
Okay. And I think it's for a valid reason, but I don't hate that person anymore, but I wouldn't conversate with them anymore either.
That's really
surprising. I think as long as things don't end on bad terms, then sure. Why not?
That's what I say. And, like, you could still be friends. Like, you could just not have that connection anymore. And you could still be friends and they could support your new relationship.
So let me ask you this. If you're in a relationship right now with someone else and an ex hits you up, and I'm not saying, hey, come hook up with me. I'm saying, hey, I really need to talk to somebody and I can converse. I mean, that's where do you draw that line?
I'll tell you that I would definitely be there for them.
See, and that's not
and
right.
The only reason that I'm there for them is it's just because I don't know what their situation is. I don't know how bad they need to talk to somebody. Have they tried to reach out to other people and nobody is really talking to them? Or
would you tell your girl that you're with now that you're talking to them? Be honest.
What do you mean talking? Like,
hey, such and such is DMing me. They're having some issues, and
I would probably tell them.
Would you? Okay.
I probably would.
Well, that's good because you could end up with here's your tape, and then mm-hmm. you'll feel really bad.
Amen. That's what I'm talking.
No, that's true. But I think if that does happen, you should be comfortable enough to tell your significant other that's what's happening. And if you don't feel comfortable, then you probably shouldn't be with that person to begin with.
Right.
That's just my opinion.
Well, either that or you're feeling guilty at what you're doing because you know deep down that you probably shouldn't be talking to that ex.
True. And I guess that really all depends on how the person you're with feels about that, too.
Yeah.
Because if you tell her that and, like, she says, you know, I don't want you talking to that person, then I don't know what I would do, honestly. I don't know what I would do because
I
don't.
If you love the person you're with, I would hope you respect their wishes.
But I don't want to shut out. I mean, I would. I don't know. It's just, it's a difficult.
They're an ex for a reason. Just
but
saying.
Also, different types of scenarios say that you co-parent with your ex.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like,
it, then you have to communicate and you have to be friendly.
Like, what? What if this person is like in a really dark place and really just needs somebody to talk to? I think you as an adult should be able to put boundaries and limitations
Perfect.
On yourself. And if you I feel like if you can't do that, if you feel like there is going to be temptation, then yes, then I should believe, then you should probably not be talking to that person.
Well, I mean, a dark place. I mean, I agree. But I'm sure they got plenty of other people to talk to versus their ex, but.
Maybe. But I mean, you just never know how close those two people were, I guess is all I'm saying. That's all.
Well, all my exes live in Texas, so I'm not worried about it.
Well, it looks like that's going to wrap up that topic. So it is time for the last topic.
Yo, I've been threatened since I've been here. I've been threatened.
You've been threatened by
Tasha.
I'm
going to be.
You're going to make him plead the fifth. Well, let's go ahead and jump into plead the fifth, and we're going to go ahead and toss Tim on the hot seat first.
Whoa. That makes me uncomfortable.
We're going to toss Tim on the hot seat first, and I'll start off with the very first question.
He actually has this one written down. Oh my!
I'm just today,
y'all.
I left mine at home, so I gotta.
I'm just thinking.
Crazy.
He'll probably, you know, BS this one like he always does. All right, Tim. What's the biggest lie you've ever told Carrie that she does not know about till this day?
He thinks I don't know about.
The biggest lie I tell it kind of often. Actually, it'd be. Yeah, babe, I'm leaving work. Yeah, no, I'm on the way.
That's BS.
See, he just,
it is.
You,
that's
what?
A cop out. That is
out
such
that
a cop
question.
Out. That's your biggest lie you've ever told her.
No, not the biggest, the most often told.
I didn't say often told.
No, that's I'm correcting him.
Okay, yeah, so I'm asking.
Man, it's getting hot in here. Biggest
you
lie
sit
I've told.
Here, the fans on me.
No, I'm pretty upfront with Carrie.
Here we go.
Like, you're going to say that this is a cop out, but like, she finds out about everything anyways.
That's not what I'm asking you.
I know, but I don't have like an untold lie.
You never lied to Carrie ever.
I lied to her all the time, but when I lie that so she knows that I'm lying.
It's true.
I don't believe that at all. That you have never lied to Carrie.
That she hasn't found out about?
I mean, or if that's the biggest lie, period, that you've told her that maybe y'all have argued about, or I don't care. That's what I'm asking you. Like, I'm asking you to share that lie.
A very long time ago, I was communicating with the ex while I was with Carrie.
Thank you.
See, there goes my thing about the ex. I just proved it. I'm telling y'all,
it doesn't work. Well,
I just want to say
thank you to Tim to... I mean, I had to pry that shit out of you, but...
Yeah, but you said that she doesn't know about. She knows about that.
Okay, my bad.
Well, she didn't at the moment.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying currently now.
Okay,
that was
I shouldn't have added that last part in there.
Yeah,
but that's okay.
You pigeonholed
me. You proved
me.
My point.
Yeah,
my
no, I know.
Question.
Why do you think I was acting so funny when you said that? I was like, well, you know, seat got uncomfortable.
It never works out.
Yeah.
All right, Tasha. What do you have? What question do you have for Tim?
So, Tim.
Yes, ma'am.
We have
You look great today, by the way. I love your outfit. You know,
oh, well, thank
you. Look,
you.
Yeah, you
pretty
look great.
Trashy, but thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no, perfect. Raiders fan to a T. Yes, ma'am.
So, we have all had a crush on someone that we've never told.
Okay.
Anyone. Can't be no movie star. It could have been before her time, obviously. So, I'm not trying to put you really in the hot seat. But I do want to know who you've had a crush on that you did not tell that person and why.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
There's been quite a few of those. The first one that popped in my head, I used to work with this girl named Tess at Dunkin' Donuts, and I had the biggest crush on her. We used to get written up all the time and stuff because my aunt was a general manager. But we used to, like, bullcrap around and, like, we were, like, screaming songs when nobody was... Anyways, this girl named Tess... And I didn't tell her because she was older than me, and I was shy about it.
I didn't get on the plane.
Bring the heat.
I know.
Do you have another one you want to ask?
Please.
I'll let you ask another one if you want.
I'll do four tonight.
No.
I'm ready. Keep we it can three. Do this all night.
He said we could do this all night. Michael, you ask another question.
Well, this is going to be the last question. This is the last question because everybody only gets three. I'll go ahead and ask you a question, too. Probably bullshit this one, too.
Oh, good one.
What's the craziest thing that you've done at work that nobody or very few people know about? And you can't say nothing because you've told me some crazy shit.
Craziest thing I've done at work. A while ago. Well, no, I can't say that. I'll probably get fired for that. Even though they know about it, but I'll probably get fired for that.
Yeah, we don't want that to.
Yeah. I used to go home and smoke weed.
Like during work?
During work. I would just leave work and go smoke weed.
Did they know that you would do that?
No.
Oh, so that's a good one.
Yeah, nobody knows that I did that.
Okay. I'll tag Tanya and Richard in this.
Well, yeah, I don't smoke. They know I don't smoke weed. They can drug test me right now.
Well, congratulations. You survived, plead the fifth once again.
As always.
Thought you were coming harder, Tasha.
I know, man.
I'm 14 out of 15, baby.
So I guess I'll go next because we'll leave the guests for last.
So you're turning on the hot seat?
Yes. Ask me anything y'all want to ask.
First question, who's the ex that you absolutely hate or that you hate?
Okay. Shauna.
Okay.
And we never name drop, so.
Yeah, no, that's fine. And it's going to get worse for your second question. But yes, nay, nay.
All right, Michael, I'm going to put you in the hot seat. And I know you're going to plead the fifth. And I hate to do this because I love the other one, too. But who's your favorite aunt?
That's a good one.
And I say I love the other one. He has two other ones. He has my sister Michelle, which we don't really communicate with. And then he has Crystal, which is cool.
Favorite. I'm going to that is tough. Because I think y'all are. Well, I don't know. I would say you. And I honestly. I would say a main part of that was because I love y'all both and like y'all. I think y'all are both fun to hang out with. But I would just have to say you because I see you more, and we connect a lot more.
Y'all, bitch is about to cry in the studio.
No, I'm just saying.
I'm not. It's making me feel good because I love my bitch boy now. Oh, I'll take a bullet for bitch any day.
Ever since I met him.
So yeah, I would say you, by skin of your teeth. Not against nothing against you. It's just, man, I would just love to kick it with both of y'all, honestly, all the time. That'd be great. But
I love Crystal, too. She's very fun to be around. So I definitely understand winning by the skin of my teeth.
But, I mean, you know, I'm just around you more. You do a lot for me and always have. So, yeah.
Shout out to Tasha for also getting you on the keto diet, right?
Yes. I'll talk about that towards the end of the podcast.
Okay.
Because I do want to touch on that.
Yeah, we can do that. Michael, this really isn't even a hard one. I just want to know, why do you hate Shauna?
She cheated on me.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And I loved Shauna. I'm sad and hurt that she did that to him. But Shauna was one of my...
Well, I didn't see Bish when he was with her, so...
Oh, okay.
He has this funny thing, but we'll talk about it at a later date.
Did I just survive plead the fifth?
Yes.
And he did a name drop question.
Yeah.
Good for you, Michael.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm going to have me a... Oh, no, that's carbs. Never mind.
We can... So, everybody survived plead the fifth, which is awesome.
Still got one more to go, though.
Everybody so far is like what I said. Same thing you do with Chris.
I was hoping y'all skip me. I ain't going to lie.
All right, time to shoot it to the guests.
Yeah, I'll start it off. Who's your favorite child?
You know, I was warned that you were going to ask me this.
And I told her I knew for a fact he was going to ask you that. And did I talk to you at all about what to ask you?
No, we don't talk about
topics. To be honest with you, Ashley's the one who told me, watch out, Tim's going to ask you who is your favorite
child. Oh, Ashley
knows
what's up. Hey, yeah. Shout out to Ashley. Cool beans.
Yeah. Thanks, Ashley, for the heads up. Appreciate it, girl. And I've thought about this question.
You've had weeks to think about this question.
I have.
Because you knew it was coming.
I have. I love both of my kids very much for different reasons.
No doubt about that. Yeah. I believe that.
No doubt. But I will pick Christopher.
Okay. Because he's been around longer?
Or because he's the only one who listens to the podcast?
He's the one who listens to this podcast because I don't let Trevor.
Good idea.
So, good idea. Yeah. Hopefully, now Trevor did tell me he was going to listen to this, and if he is listening to it, I love you, Trevor, with all my heart. But I say that, too, because I have been through some rough times with Christopher.
Right.
Going through his thing that he went through, and...
So, it basically is because he's older, because Trevor can't really do right. those things.
I agree. It's because he's older, and we've been through a lot more. We have, and,
That can change Trevor, though. That can change.
Absolutely. Trevor is he's my smart man. He's going to take care of me, honey. Man.
He surprises me. He's huge, man.
He's hella smart.
He is amazing.
I'll tell you what. This man can name every NHL team there is and what division they're in. I can't even do that.
Yeah, maybe one day you'll bring him. He wants to come on the podcast so bad, but it's uncensored. So
we might do that, though.
We might do a special edition or something like that.
That would be cool because he's so intelligent.
Or just like a 15 to 20 minute mini one and put something out like that.
Did y'all see his, you've seen his little podcast that
Joe did?
Joe did.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. It was like a video, though, right?
Yeah, video. Yeah. Not podcast, sorry, video. Yeah.
You really need to get him and Jesse's son together. Jesse's son can name every NFL team, what division they're in, who's their quarterback, their running backs, the whole...
I can do that.
Wow.
But okay, I can't do that. You're also not nine.
I can't do... That is true. That is very
exactly.
impressive. That is very impressive.
This is back when he was like seven when I tested him.
All right, Tasha, I got one for you.
Okay.
who's your favorite, me or Ashley?
Oh, I knew that was going to happen to me, too. I knew it. Ooh. I'm not pleading the fifth. I'm going to let you know that now. I'm not pleading the fifth.
Okay.
So I'm going to answer this question, and someone's feelings will probably be hurt, but hopefully we're all mature enough to honestly...
It's Bish.
Yeah. So I will have to say, by the skin of the teeth, Michael is my favorite.
I knew that. He just wanted. He knows that. Ashley knows that.
Michael, I'm telling you, from the day he was born, I helped take care of him. I really have. Michael's been like my number one. Seriously, like he can come to my house at 2 o'clock in the morning and be like, "Nene, fix me something." I'm up and fixing. Even Chris is like, "Damn, you do a lot for him." He's my. I'm sorry. I look at Michael as my child, and Ashley too. I'll take a bullet for either one of them, but Michael will always have a special place in my heart.
Yeah, and I know that because not really when I first met you, but I remember back in the day, I don't remember what house this was, but me, Joey, and Bish used to come by your house.
Yeah.
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 Yep.
I just vaguely remember it, but we did that a couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
That's Michael awesome. Does. Thank he holds you. A Thank special you. Place.
Okay. All right.
And plus, Ashley's got an attitude. She can be a witch, honey. Love her to pieces, but she can be.
Chris... Senior, Chris Jr., and Trevor are hanging off of a cliff, and you can only save one. Who do you save?
Well, definitely won't be Chris Sr.
Well, he would hate you for it, so yeah.
Yeah, definitely wouldn't be him.
Well, baby, Trevor's got a whole life to live.
I gotta give Trevor. I gotta save Trevor.
Okay.
I gotta save Trevor.
Yeah. I was going to say, that would make up for it.
Yeah, that makes up for Christopher being my favorite.
Christopher
baby.
Might be your favorite, but Trevor's going to live longer.
Yeah. I'm going to save Trevor. Trevor's my money bag right there, man. I can't let that go off the cliff.
He's going to be on SportsCenter in a couple years.
That was great. When was the last time everybody on the show
was like survived? Sweating?
No, it survived.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't sweat. I don't remember.
I don't know either. It doesn't happen
did
often.
Did you plead last week?
I can't remember. I don't think so.
Oh, Trey did, though.
Yeah.
Trey pled. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, it's been a while.
He pled on a BS one, too, but
he did.
Whatever.
Shout out to Trey.
But it's been great. Episode 15. Appreciate you coming on. Now,
thanks for having me.
I want to give a shout out to you, though, because you've helped me lose like 34 pounds, 33, 34 pounds on the keto diet.
Yes, I'm super proud of you.
Yeah,
Preach is looking good, y'all. Ladies, check his IG because you know he's on there.
Seriously, though, like I'm wearing joggers right now that I haven't been able to fit in and since like 2014.
Where'd you get those joggers from?
Me and my friend Youssef went down to Virginia Beach to cover Michael Vick's football camp, where I actually got to interview him, and he did a video and signed a jersey for Christopher.
Yes,
which
for graduation.
Is amazing.
Yep.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool. But yeah, I just want to give a shout out to you for that and help me out for that. Now I got to fix my own dinners now, but that's fine.
No, you don't.
I know what to eat.
No, you don't.
I know what to eat.
I'm a still cook. I mean, the doctor says I got to lay off of the keto, but I can still do low carb. So I got you. Don't you worry about that.
No. So that means I could just hit you up at 2:00 in the morning. We can go to Nene's house.
I would do it.
She would do it. She would do it.
Carrie would kill me. She's like, what the hell are you doing at 2:00 in the morning?
I don't think you're getting up at
2:00. I'm going to Nene's house. Well, bring me some food.
Don't worry. Tim ain't getting up at 2:00. Once he's asleep, he's asleep.
I was going to say, I'm up at 2:00, but I'm not waking up anytime after I go to sleep.
But you gave me a shout-out, and I'm going to give you a shout-out, because even when I'm not with you, you still are on your game. And
absolutely.
It
gotta
definitely
be.
Takes hard work, because I've been down there. I'm 90 pounds down from
That's
where
amazing.
I started.
Amazing.
So I know what hard work it takes. So I'm super proud and hope that you continue on with your journey.
Yeah, definitely
will. One of the last times I remember seeing you, we were at Pietro's.
That's been a while.
For Bish's birthday.
Yeah.
Well, no, I think I saw you another birthday after that.
No, yeah, we were at Antonio's.
Antonio's. But at Pietro's, from then until now, is insane. You look completely different, which is awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
It blew my mind. I was like, where's Natasha? But no, that's really cool. Y'all are doing awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks, bro. Appreciate it. But yeah, that's going to wrap up episode 15. Appreciate you coming out. Hope
Thanks
you had
for
fun.
Me. I had a blast.
Hope you had fun. And want to give a shout out to Refuse Nation and Up Top Pod.
Absolutely. We got a huge, huge announcement coming soon.
Yes.
It might drop next week.
Might drop next week. But we appreciate everybody tuning in to episode 15, and we'll see y'all next week for episode 16.
Signing off episode 15. Y'all have a good one. Money in the way for what they got to say. I throw it up, it's falling down, it's definitely in the way. More than three niggas talking big flicks, on the phone off, and she still takes the money in the way for what they got to say. I throw it up, it's falling down.